Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. Another of President Biden's executive orders this week was mandating face coverings on all federal property. Hours later, the president gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial without a face mask. A spokesman for Biden said, "There are bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time." Australia is introducing a world-first law to make Google, Facebook, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. Their proposed news code is seen as a possible global test case for how governments could seek to regulate big tech firms. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Check 1-2-1-2. Microphones are on their way to the Red Planet. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The atmosphere on Mars is much thinner than Earth's and contains more than 95% carbon dioxide. USA Radio News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
President Biden's cabinet confirmation hearings continue. USA Radio News' Wendy King takes a look at the transportation secretary position.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg defended a decision to halt the Keystone XL pipeline during his confirmation hearing to become the transportation secretary. Senator Ted Cruz, a vocal supporter of former President Trump, criticized President Joe Biden's action canceling the pipeline as part of his flurry of executive orders after the new president's inauguration. The controversial pipeline had been stalled by the Obama administration when Biden was vice president, but it was favored by the Trump administration. Cruz said the move would cost thousands of union-paying jobs. Buttigieg countered by saying that the jobs will be created in the clean environment sector, and the administration can't ignore the negative environmental impact that the pipeline would foster. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was also questioned from Republicans like Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Rick Scott of Florida about dwindling funds because of cheaper gas and the dawn of electric vehicle use. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's conference championship time in the National Football League. Both games will be played Sunday at 3:05 p.m. Eastern. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be at the Green Bay Packers on Fox. Then at 6:40 p.m., the Buffalo Bills are at the Kansas City Chiefs on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and guess what? We've got Dr. Jim Dennison joining us, talking about now that we have a 46th president, what next? Jim, the inauguration went off in a virtual sort of sense. There just seemed to be, I just had this feeling of that it was hallow. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, and I don't mean hallow in a holy way. I mean, it was just, they're just maybe empty. Is that fair?
That was my sense as well, as I was watching a bill, and a lot of that, of course, is the fact that for the first time, I think ever, there was no crowd available to be there, and the reason there was no crowd, because of pandemic and because of threats to the Capitol, I mean, that is absolutely a cloud hanging over the entire experience. And then, of course, questions about the election itself and where we're going in the future. It just, I watched the whole experience, and I wished I could have watched with a greater sense of enthusiasm and pride. I'm grateful to live in America. I am so grateful to be an American today, but there are concerns, certainly for all of us.
Well, the Bible's clear. It says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. I didn't see rejoicing. I mean, and flashbacks. I mean, some commentators said, wow, this would appear to be an inauguration for, some third world country president, because of, the presence of the military, the National Guard, quite ironic. We had probably more warning about what happened on January the 6th about the people coming, and not much of a defense. And here for this inauguration, we got some 25,000 National Guardsmen, less two that they discovered were aligned with some sort of, of course, had to be a right-sided group. So then they got kicked out of the parade, right?
And that's part of the process behind this, of course, is the divisiveness that really goes across the board here and is reflective of our larger country. Frank Wolf was in Congress for a very long time. He's a good friend of mine. And I've heard him say over the years that politics is downstream from culture. When we see divisiveness in the inauguration, we see it in our politics, we need to be asking, where is that coming from? What is that representing? What's that a symptom of? And that gives us an opportunity to speak biblical truth and draw people to Jesus in the midst of very difficult days.
No, I would agree. And the other thing that came out for me regarding that, because I've always said that politics is downstream of the culture, but yet the politics is also influencing culture. How has it served us? That's my question, Jim, is that it's got us at each other's throats. It's disunified us. We have the 46th president talking about unity, but, in word, but not in deed. I mean, he could have done some things that I thought would have gone a long way in beginning to demonstrate unity. But this is the problem sometimes when people are, they don't have the depth. And I don't mean to be insulting, but what I'm saying is that, and this is when we talk about the revelatory word of God. Jim, when you feel like God has told you something or shown you something, there is such passion and veritas by the words that come from your mouth as a result of that, that it's undeniable. I didn't get that sense from Joe Biden. Forgive me.
Well, I understand that exactly. What we want to be doing is speaking speaking the truth in love. And for those of us that try to follow Jesus, seek to follow him, seek for the Holy Spirit to move through us, I'm thinking of Jesus' statement in Matthew 10, it won't be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit knows what people need to hear. The Holy Spirit knows how to convict of sin and draw people to Jesus. And when we're surrendered to him, there's just something that happens in that moment, isn't there? There's a sense of passion. There's a sense even of anointing. There's a sense of leadership that happens in that context. When we don't see that in our leaders, and that's something to pray for and to pray about, to pray for that to be true for us, to pray for that to be true for them, to pray for them to be led and anointed. I think that's part of 1 Timothy 2. That's part of praying for our leaders, whoever they are, to pray for them to be led and used by the Holy Spirit.
Well, you know, Jim, I'm hearing from people across the country, and there's prayer groups that are mounting up in record numbers. Again, the instinct that people I see do is they look up. Why are they looking up? They're looking up because they realize that we're in a period of time that they don't have the answer. And even though they may have denied a God, they're thinking, hope upon hope, God, we need you. If you're there, can you come down? Can you square away this chaos that we've created for ourselves?
And that's one of the ways I believe the Holy Spirit wants to redeem the moment where we are. I don't mean this to sound unkind, Bill, but I have experienced I'm 62, and over my years, I've seen it to be the case that when an evangelical is in office, whether that's mayor of Dallas or that's the governor or the president, I've seen some evangelicals tend to relax, tend to kind of sit back and think, all right, we won the election, things are going to go well, we're going to be fine. And we need to remember Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots, some horses, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. I've been a student of spiritual awakenings over the years, and I can tell you there have been four in American history, 1734, 1792, 1858, 1904, and 5. Every one of them came in a point of crisis.
Exactly.
In a point when just as what you just said, people had nowhere to look but up, and it's in that moment of desperation that the Holy Spirit can do what only the Holy Spirit can do.
Yeah, Charles Finney, I liked what he said about revival, which could also be said about repentance. It happens when it's most needed. And you and I, we've had this discussion before. Revival is preceded by repentance. That's a reconciling with God, to be able to come to God and say, God, we've messed up. We've turned away from you. God has shown himself consistently faithful and merciful to his creation, and he will do so again. And again, I commend and encourage people to look to God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. This is his popcorn stand, not ours.
Well said. And it starts with us, doesn't it? Hard to revive something that isn't vived.
Hard to
bring back to life something that isn't alive. So I'm thinking of 2 Chronicles 7. If my people called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, heal their sin, and forgive their land. So it starts with me. Lord, where do I need to repent? Where have I been divisive? Where have I not been faithful? Where have I not been led by? Where have I not been salt and light? It starts with me. And then from there it goes to praying for my leaders, for my president, for our country, and for God to do what only God can do.
Jim, what is wickedness? I mean, some people hear wicked and they go, well, yeah, I'm not exactly wicked. But how would God define wickedness?
Great question. I did a study of that some time ago because I had the same sense. I've not known many people I would say were wicked as we mean by that. But what the Hebrew means by that is someone who deliberately turns away from the intended will of God. The Bible calls that wicked, even though we don't. Even though we don't consider white lies to be wicked or a word of slander or something we say about someone we wouldn't say to them, God calls that wicked. God calls any step out of his will to be wicked, and the reason is it's like spiritual cancer. It only metastasizes. It only gets worse. We have to deal with it now because it'll be harder later, and if we looked at sin, all sin, as wicked, we would be seeing it the way God sees it.
Well, we go back to the garden. What happened with that original sin?
And that's still our sin. That's still the temptation. I've often said there's only one temptation in all of human history. It's Genesis 3:5. You will be as God. Be your own God by lusting for this after this person, or by stealing that money, or by lying about this. Try to be your own God. That's the essence. It's the fallen human condition. Friedrich Nietzsche said the will to power is the basic drive in human nature, and he was tragically right. But the good news is God comes for us in the garden when we don't come to him. He seeks us in Christ when we don't seek him. We can't climb up to him, so he climbs down to us. And that's what makes Christianity unique and such good news today.
without a doubt, Jim Dennison from the Dennison Forum. Pastor, author, and podcaster is with us. We've got to go to break. We've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Bill Martinez, live.
Independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Jim Dennison, the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum. Jim, you were talking before the break about Genesis, and I find myself going back and embracing and really focusing in on that original sin and how it drives us. The other thing that came to me this week was, Who told you you were naked?
What a great question. What a great diagnostic question, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Once we eat from the forbidden fruit, then we start on the other side to see the consequence of that. And what was before innocent now becomes sinful. So much of what is sinful is a wrong reaction to a proper need. For instance, lust is the wrong answer to the question of intimacy. Stealing is the wrong answer to the question of physical need. And so they were naked before they ate from the fruit, of course, but now that nakedness takes on a sinful tone. Now it's the wrong answer to the question. And so much of temptation works that way. It's an absolute need that the Holy Spirit is wanting to meet in the right way and that the enemy wants us to meet in the wrong way. And before we know it, we are naked in a way that is sinful and disastrous.
Well, and here we find ourselves as we're talking about politics being downstream of the culture and the influence of the establishment media and big tech and all that. And people are responding in such a way that is disconnected from self-responsibility. And that's the question I have for them is, who told you, in fact, I wrote a commentary, who told you to hate Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Or who told you to hate Joe Biden? Who told you to hate your governor? Who told you to hate your mayor? It's transference. You know, the basic way in which we all deal with our problems is, that's again back to Genesis 3. The Lord comes to the woman and she blames the man. The Lord comes to the man, and comes to the man, blames the woman. The woman blames the serpent. We're always transferring our guilt to other people rather than taking responsibility ourselves. Now, there is obviously, clearly, sin in the culture that is not our fault. I'm not blaming Christians for everything wrong in America today, but I am saying the right response is to start inside of us. And rather than transferring all problems and sin to others, start with where it is in me, and then once I've taken the log out of my eye, I have the ability to look at the speck in your eye.
People of faith, in a sense, if I can say this, Jim, have a leg up. I mean, we're programmed to hear the voice of God. And I pray that you would maintain ears open to the voice of God, because God forbid that we have that disconnect happen, because we will not like the results. So these words come heavy upon the people who are responsible, who are pursuing God, and we take this seriously, and we are that remnant that God has called so that people can see, people who are in the dark can see people in the light and realize there is a difference, and where they will say, Jim, I want what you have.
That's our goal right now. That's really our call above all calls. No matter who's president, Jesus is king. And that's the eternal question. And that's why right now, as we respond to this, we want to do it in a way that draws people to him rather than pushing them away. Amen. I'm thinking back to Nehemiah 1 and how Nehemiah prayed for and confessed sins he hadn't committed. But in solidarity with his nation, he was broken for his people, broken for his nation, and prayed on their behalf in solidarity with them and in covenant with him. And that kind of spirit of humility earned the right to lead them to rebuild the walls and eventually to reestablish the city. It's beggars helping beggars find bread. Amen. It's people not saying I'm better. It's people saying, I found light. I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it. I found it. Here's how you can find it.
Well, Jim, I want to go back to what you had written about regarding your observations of this inauguration. You know, Joe Biden at 78 years of age became the oldest person ever sworn in as president, right?
He did. Absolutely the case. It's kind of an interesting point, isn't it? As we move to the positive here, I think it's a positive thing that we have our first vice president who is of South Asian descent and black descent as well, and a female. We have the oldest person ever sworn into office as president. I think it's a way of saying all Americans can be president, once it passed a certain age, of course, and with certain background conditions. That's something that isn't true in most of human history and in most of the world today. I've traveled to a lot of the world that couldn't imagine them becoming president of their country or the kind of peaceful transfer of power that we witnessed this week, and we want not to take that for granted.
Well, we still live, you know, for the most part, in a free America that puts the responsibility on the shoulders of the American people, we the people. We the people, those three powerful words are still there in our Constitution. It's up to we the people to apprehend and exercise said ordained power. And I sense that over the years we have let go of those levers, and which has allowed for a ruling class of professional politicians to come in and replace replace We the People, and it's deprived them of servanthood, because they should be servants to the people, and it's the other way around.
Absolutely. It's what Franklin said. You know, it's a republic if you can keep it.
Yes.
I'm convinced, Bill, myself, I can't prove this argument historically, but I believe if we could get back into that original founding moment in American history and ask them, did you envision a class of professional politicians whose only job their entire adult life would be either in office or running for office? I'm pretty sure they would say no. But that was not their intention for us. You look at the tombstone of Thomas Jefferson, and he doesn't even mention being president of the United States. There was a sense of civic duty that drove them to leadership rather than a professional class who had no work experience outside being a politician. I really am not certain that that's what the founders intended or, quite frankly, what's best for us today. And as you say, we've delegated authority that the Constitution gives us.
Yes.
Let's take advantage of the opportunity we have to be we the people again.
When I read in history some reports from our founding fathers, and to your point, I believe they expected a citizen politician, one that would come in, be a politician, then go back and participate as a citizen, and in other words, be the effect of the very laws they were creating.
Exactly. In fact, they wanted reluctant leaders to come to office. Madison made very clear his concern about those that would aspire to office on a level that was beyond what was appropriate. Washington didn't want to be president the first time, did not want to be president the second time. He had actually written out a farewell address at the end of his first 4 years and had to be talked into running for another 4 years. It was George III that, after he learned that Washington had given up the presidency, said if he does that, he'll be the greatest man in history, something like that. Because to voluntarily step away from that level of power really works against the will to power. But that was at the ethos of what it was to be a leader in this democracy, is it's a democracy of citizens who elect each other to a position for a particular period of time. To me, the analogy very quickly is serving on a jury. No one that I know really wants necessarily aspires to serve on a jury. They do it for a certain period of time because that's their civic duty. Then they go back to their real lives, to the rest of their lives. I think that's more the metaphor of what they had in mind than what we have today.
Well, Jim Dennison, there was a lot of tradition, that we can celebrate with this latest inauguration, some tried and true that I think has reference to first principles and that are a positive thing. There were some exceptions to the tradition, admittedly, but, being a former Marine, whenever I hear the Marine Band, it touches my heart in a magical sort of way, I have to admit.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service, Bill. Thank you so much for the willingness that you had. I've often said this, that one of the reasons our country, and I know you didn't intend me to say this, but one of the reasons our country is so great because people like you were willing to die that we might live. I was speaking at a time with a man who was a former Navy SEAL. He then played in the NFL. Someone asked him what his favorite football game was, and he said it was Army-Navy. And he said it wasn't because he served as a Navy SEAL. It's because it's the only place in America where 22 men on the field are willing to die for 60,000 people in the stands. Well, the Marine Band has played at every inauguration since Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
And it's just one example of how we work together uniquely in this country, the military on the one side, the elected citizenry on the other side, supporting each other to a greater common good.
Well, and also traditionally, Joe Biden, his oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. May it be so.
May it be so, and may that be our oath of office as well.
Amen. I'm right with you. Jim Dennison, you're always a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us. He's the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Jim, how can people be in touch with you?
Thank you. DennisonForum.org is the website, DennisonForum.org. They can see the daily article, the podcast, the books, the videos, all the other content right there.
Well, Dr. Jim Dennison, as always, a joy. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless you.
What a privilege. Thanks so much, my friend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. Another of President Biden's executive orders this week was mandating face coverings on all federal property. Hours later, the president gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial without a face mask. A spokesman for Biden said, "There are bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time." Australia is introducing a world-first law to make Google, Facebook, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. Their proposed news code is seen as a possible global test case for how governments could seek to regulate big tech firms. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll say it starts with the truth, ladies and gentlemen, and it starts with courage, because democracy demands courage, you know? It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And for those of you who are listening over the weekend, this is a delayed broadcast for you, so it was aired earlier. And we're glad to have you involved with the show. By all means, you can be in touch with us at BillMartinezShow.com. We air live Monday through Friday night at noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, I thought one of the brilliant moves that Mike Pompeo and the Trump administration made on their way out the door. I mean, forget about the pardons and that sort of thing. This was huge on the international stage, and this had to do with the president and the secretary of state calling out China once and for all to the international community that they are participating in genocide. Now, that is a very dangerous word that we carry with us since World War II and what happened in Nazi Germany. So genocide is not thrown out there so casually. The Trump administration was cautious while they were in communication and in negotiations with the Chinese. But after the Chinese virus was released, and certainly it seemed with their interference in the 2020 elections, all bets were off. And so maybe it emboldened the Trump administration, whatever the case may be. It took some courage for them to take a stand and say, enough of this. This is what's happening. We see what's going on. The exiled prime minister of East Turkestan government, who's been, and I should say, yes, in front of the Turkestan government, who's been on the show many times, has brought this plight to our understanding and awareness, and he's back with us right now. Prime Minister, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Well, Sally, if I may, this announcement of the United States pointing to the international community and to China that, in effect, what was happening to the Uyghurs, as you've been reporting, amounts to genocide. This had to give you some encouragement. We've got a long ways to go, because now that that's out there, does the Biden administration and does the world at large have the intestinal fortitude to come against these actions?
Absolutely. I mean, this has given us great hope, as we had been pushing for this since 2018, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot that's going on there, I mean, could be a precedent, or at least an indicator of things maybe coming to the United States of America. I mean, we have elected officials talking about re-education camps for anybody that supported Donald Trump. This is a disaster for politics when you have this kind of stinking thinking and perspective that's out there. And even those in the middle of the left or the Democratic Party are not saying anything about it. I mean, this should be absolutely shot down on its face. There should be a joint effort and agreement that this cannot happen. You have been reporting on what's going on in terms of the Uyghurs there, and we've seen video, we've seen actual footage and eyewitness news reports on what the communist Chinese are doing, and they make it seem so benign, but they're mass arresting people and taking them to these education camps, so-called.
Yes. I mean, we all fear, and God protect all of us from, such something like this from happening in the United States. I mean, essentially, it's a tool to, the concentration camps have almost always been used as a tool to, demonize people and to, it's the first steps of setting up genocide.
Exactly. Well, you scare the holy what have you out of those people that are not collected. It lets them know very clearly who's in charge and what they're willing to do. People one day that you saw on the street, next day are gone, and then you hear these reports, and I'm sure it's got to be disturbing to some reasonable-minded Chinese there in the country when they're hearing reports of organ harvesting that's taking place. Can you speak to that?
Yes. I mean, as far as the organ harvesting that's taking in place, I mean, this has been ongoing actually for decades, but especially with the setting up the concentration camps, it's been made much easier. The Chinese government, they collected the DNA samples and voice prints and retina scans of 36 million people in East Turkestan.
Wow.
But inside these camps, they've built special camp, crematorias, that are, in the camps, while at the same time in the camps that are near the airports, there are special lanes at the airports that are for organs only. And with that, we know that that people are being killed, for their organs, and these organs are later being sold, to, ironically and disturbingly, to Muslim, wealthy Muslims across the world as halal organs.
Mm.
And it's a booming, China's organ market or organ transplant market in just the past 2 years has been booming. It went from almost, zero voluntarily, organ donations, as the mm-hmm. Chinese would call it,
right,
to over 50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what happens when you're part of the collective. When you've served your purpose and you're of little no good, there's always your body parts that we can utilize, right? We saw that happen in America with Planned Parenthood and the selling of baby parts. So, demented minds can do demented things. History is ripe with that, is it not?
Yes, unfortunately. I mean, history has taught us a lot. If only we look back into history, we should learn not to repeat the same, mistakes.
Well, you say now that the U.S. State Department has designated China's atrocities against the Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples as genocide, the U.S. Department of Justice must move quickly to prosecute U.S.-Chinese embassy diplomats, the Chinese ambassador, among others, for participating in genocide. Are you getting any indication of cooperation from the Biden administration?
At the current point, not really. However, we do know that the incoming, you know, Secretary of State nominee, he stated that, you know, he actually, during his Senate confirmations, he agreed that the you know, Secretary Pompeo did the right thing by designating as a genocide, and he would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are one or two people that are responsible for, you know, the China portfolio and the Indo-Pacific strategy portfolio in the National Security Council that have that are heading that portfolio in the National Security Council that hold, you know, a tough stance on China. So from that, we think that the U.S. will continue, you know, at least at least the Trump administration's existing policies or tough stance on China, especially pertaining to, you know, what's happening in East Turkestan.
Exactly. Well, the State Department's designation makes the United States the first nation to label China's persecution of Uyghurs and other groups genocide. I mean, it is, to me, heartbreaking, amazing, everything all at the same time, because I think about all the families, and I know that your heart must be breaking minute by minute when you hear more and more of these atrocities. But hopefully, God willing, there is hope on the way, you know, for those that are encamped, that are being abused. You know, the kind of abuse that's taking place is disgusting, that this would be happening in a modern, let's just say, in a modern international society, in a broad brush sort of way. After all that we've gone through in World War II, we should know better. These stories of abuse and sterilization and forced labor are unacceptable. And thank God for Donald Trump and the administration leading the way and putting up a flare to the international community about this plight. Prime Minister, as always, we appreciate your time.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
You back. I'm glad you're sharing a part of your day with us. We appreciate your time. And this is why we work so hard to get these expert guests and people that are going to expand and enlarge you. Unlike what's going on right now in terms of the conversation where, you know, you can't freely talk. Our First Amendment right is under attack. Second Amendment right. I mean, just go on down the line. I mean, it's absolutely bonkers. Who would have thought in America today that we'd be at this point? I mean, we've been warned we were heading this way, but now that it's clearly evident, look, it's up to we the people to fight back and say, look, it's not going to happen. You know, this is too critical for us, and it's proven, you know, over, you know, 250 years that this is what works. It starts with free speech. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Mike Haley is joining us from Focus on the Family. We've got Positive Parenting Month coming up, and we want to talk about, you know, our academically at-risk students. And Michael is the family, Focus on the Family's director of raising highly capable kids. I think that's what we all want, Mike.
Absolutely.
I would hope that's what we all want.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand. Look, there's some prevailing winds and contraindicators that have been taking place as a result of COVID as we try to work through this. But, you know, I have maintained in any kind of a challenge, if you do not hold to full principles, if you don't even know what first principles are, then you're going to be where we are right now. I mean, it's amazing with our rich history that we cannot or somehow we seem to be confused about the significance of education and what happens when the education muscle is, is dormant and becomes atrophied. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. And our kids right now, you know, they're struggling whether they're going to be in school, out of school. Parents are trying to put, you know, food on the table, much less than now have to worry about homeschooling. And so many of the principals and superintendents and things and teachers that I'm talking to, you know, are expressing their concern that it's like this generation is going to lose a whole year of education if we're not careful.
Exactly. Now, Mike, look, we got some smart people out here. But are they hamstrung because of, educational union, teachers unions, administrative regulations that are hamstringing, people being able to, adjust on the fly? Because when you have, something like this that's going on, you've got to be flexible. You cannot utilize what worked a year ago with the current environment. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very fair to say. And the problem, too, is, you know, when you really, one of the things that we see or that I see is we're involved in at-risk communities and underserved communities. And so, you know, you're asking these parents to go home and educate their children. Many of them don't speak English. They don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have the computer capabilities that most of us have. And so, again, it's really causing many of these kids at risk. And it's not just about kids that are poor in inner cities. You know, my son, we're intentional parents. He's a senior in high school, and he just does not do well online.
Yes.
So we're having to be really proactive to sit down with him, and it causes us as parents who are already busy to add more to our plate. But we're willing to do that. But many parents can't. You know, that's
exactly
what's so sad.
Well, but that's a good point here that needs to be underlined, that some kids just do not do good with online interaction for the same reason for those people who have been going to church, you know, by online. Not as effective. And churches have been experimenting with this long before COVID hit. And we could see the reaction that was taking place. It wasn't quite always easily adapted to or appreciated. There's nothing like having that face-to-face contact.
Well, and as you know, God has created us for relationships.
Amen.
And so, you know, that's the problem with many of the kids that we're seeing. One of the principals that I talked to has seen his kids, his at-risk roster list quadruple, and part of that is because these kids have lost that network. You know, many of them have a counselor, they have teachers that care, they have their friends at school. And the kids are isolated right now, and isolation is not good for anyone, especially kids that struggle with certain, you know, emotional issues or depression, things like that. So we're really seeing, you know, many of these issues brought to the forefront. We're seeing kids' suicide rate and them for, you know, just at-risk behaviors really, really increasing. So it's a really scary thing. So we're encouraging parents to be real intentional right now.
Well, the kids are lonely, aren't they, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you think about they go home, they have to, you know, do something with a computer that they're not comfortable with. They just want relationship. They want to go out and play. They want to throw a ball. They want to sit down and have lunch with their friends. And right now, they're just not able to do that.
Well, and some of the things that happens that people underestimate is that in school, it's not all about bullying or anything like that. But you've got kids that are smart enough to network with other kids that if they don't get something, there's a friend there to help them out or for them to talk about it while they're on the playground. So they don't feel so bad that, hey, maybe they're just not getting it. I mean, little things like that that, you know, support what happens in the classroom that I think is being overlooked. Mike, I think this experience. Oh, by the way, let me clarify this because I kind of may have confused you. Positive Parenting Month is January, okay? It is right now. So this is why the focus, and we appreciate Mike Haley coming on to talk about these issues, because this is all about being a positive parent. You know, all parents want to be the best, or let's just say most parents want to be the best parent they can be, especially for the kids. And it's especially challenging right now because of this, you know, if you want to call it the new normal that we have to deal with. Parents were busy enough as it was, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, I've got to be a teacher or I've got to oversee my child while I'm working at home. And, you know, I don't even know what to do with myself. I think maybe before it's all said and done, we're all going to be in therapy, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why we're really highlighting, you know, there's some research that's been done. It's decades of research with over 5 million young people. It talks about 40 essential ingredients that every child needs to be successful. And so we're really highlighting those. They're called the 40 developmental assets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're telling parents, look, don't worry about all 40 of them, but what right now, given this time at home, what are some of these essential building blocks that you could work on strengthening in the life of your child so that down the road you're going to give that child more resiliency as well as you're going to help that child do better academically.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying, you know, pointing parents to our website, which is capablekids.com, and saying, get a list of these 40 developmental assets. Pick out one or two of them. Really model those in your home. Be intentional about talking about those in your home so that we can, you know, hopefully in the long run, use this time to benefit.
Yeah, Mike, I'd recommend to the parents, because sometimes this can be overwhelming. You see 40 development assets, and I know there's some type A's out there. So, oh, look at Junior's going to, he's going to get a handle on all 40. You're going to overwhelm Junior here, and you're going to overwhelm yourself. And as you say, you know, one or two, but I think you need to pause for just a moment. Do a little assessment of your child, and of those 40 development assets, consider saying, if Junior apprehended this one or these two assets, if we just worked on this one, okay, would this move the needle? How much of a difference would it make? Because I'm an old Pareto principle guy, that it's, 20% gives you 80% of the yield, right? So, but you just need to figure out what is that 20%? What is that one or two things that could make an incredible difference and would be uplifting for these kids that need encouragement, especially for all that they're going through right now? Because, I mean, here we are as adults, Mike, trying to understand it and trying to verbalize, our frustration and depression over, dealing with COVID, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, doctors saying one thing, other, professionals saying something else. I mean, this can be overwhelming for parents, much less these kids, because they're, like everybody, we're all in need of leadership and consensus on how to defeat COVID, right?
Yeah, exactly. And let me give your listeners one statistic that I think will drive the importance of these 40 developmental assets home. There was a study that was done with 150,000 6th through 12th graders, and they categorized the kids according to the number of these assets that those children possessed in their life. Mm. And so children that were in the category of having 0 to 10 of those 40 assets typically scored a 2.1 GPA versus kids that had 31 to 40 of the assets, those kids typically scored 3.3 GPA. Wow. So again, when parents realize, look, it's not about developing all 40 right now, today. It's about picking out, like you said, two or three of these assets and really working on them now that we have time at home where we can be more intentional.
Well, and let me tell you, when you start honing down that number, in order to get the kids involved, ask them, get their input. Say, hey, look at, how do you think that this particular item, if you became a real expert, or even if you could master this, to some level of success and confidence, what do you think this would do for your confidence?
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And that's so important that we sit down and we do get our children's feedback. Because, for instance, let me give you an example. One of the assets is safety. And so do we really know you may think, oh, my child is safe. I've got him at home. They're getting three meals a day. But how does your child really feel, when they're hearing the news every day about ongoing deaths because of COVID, or they're seeing, riots in the streets? How do our kids really feel? You may think they're safe, but how do our kids feel? So you bring up a really, really valid, great point where parents need to truly assess and hear what's going on in the lives of their kids.
Yeah, more than ever, and even with this time that we have them at home and around, I mean, we should welcome that time. It's easy, as others have said, to let your kids get lost in the technology, but I think that down the road you may end up regretting saying, gosh, I could have spent more time. Here it was. We were brought all together in the household at a time, and just a little bit of management of saying, okay, you have screen time here, but we're going to carve out needed family time for nothing else, Mike. And I think you bring up an excellent point, is that we just listen to one another, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We'd go a long
great
way.
Great point.
Well, congratulations for all the great work you're doing there at Focus and with your efforts to help kids that are at risk. I mean, that is a reality. Where can they go for more information, Mike Haley?
Yeah, so go to capablekids.com and they can get on our website. They can see that list of the 40 developmental assets there. And, we give grants into underserved communities. So if individuals are interested in bringing this curriculum, which we provide for free.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.